This is News Talk.
I'm going to start with the Irish Independent. It's a story that presumably will dominate today. The headline, older people will be told to limit time outdoors again. So this seems like we're going back to where we were a couple of months ago. With older and vulnerable people, they're going to be told to limit their time outdoors. Indoor family gatherings will be reduced to just 6 people. This is under a plan from the National Public Health Emergency Team. Obviously, they've made no secret of the fact they're really concerned about, you know, the increase in cases that we've seen over recent weeks. So just 2 weeks ahead of the scheduled reopening of schools, the health chiefs are warning that vulnerable people, they'll need to limit the time they spend outdoors, and also they'll be asked to avoid settings where there are large public congregations. So I suppose a lot being asked of our older people again while these cases start to see a bit of an uptick. Also a bit of concern that the number of patients hospitalised with COVID-19 has started to rise again in recent days. So obviously it's been quite positive that for a while now that we've seen the hospital numbers stabilising, the ICUs, the hospitals in general haven't been overwhelmed, but it seems like there is starting to see a bit of an increase in that. So that's something obviously the health officials are worried about. Also, people who can work from home, they'll be asked to do so for the coming week. So maybe some people who are maybe starting to go back to the office, the government might be saying to them, well, if you can, still do your work at home. Cabinet ministers are... they're also becoming increasingly frustrated over the severity of COVID-19 restrictions being recommended by NPHET. A source saying that NPHET has departed from the European mainstream in the severity of their advice. So it looks like obviously NPHET has made the recommendations. There was that late meeting last night and the cabinet meets today to discuss them, but it looks like it won't be straightforward. There might be a bit of disagreement among the cabinet on that. The Irish Examiner, similar front page story, will follow public health advice. That's a quote from Stephen Donnelly, the health minister. And this piece telling us that the government, it's expected to announce more unpopular decisions this evening. I think that's definitely an understatement. We're also expecting an update on overseas travel advice. There's been a lot of talk about that so-called red list, that, you know, maybe hotspots like the US and Brazil, you'd have a ban on visitors coming here. I want to know what you think about this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. I mean, do you think, fair enough, we're all in this together, these restrictions with the increase in cases are necessary? Or, you know, if you're in a county where there's been really low rates of transmission for quite a while now, are you thinking, well, why should I have to put up with these restrictions when it's, you know, maybe the meat factories or some other counties in the Midlands, that's where the problem is? I'd love to hear from you this morning. That is the Irish Independent and the Irish Examiner, the stories dominating this morning. The Irish Times goes with calls for review of Leaving Cert system of grading. So the government, it's coming under pressure to review its calculated grading system for the Leaving Cert. Obviously, there's been a huge controversy over what's gone on in the UK. We've seen it in Northern Ireland yesterday as well, where the standardisation measures have been scrapped. So students have been learning that up to 40% of the grades estimated by their teachers had been marked down by this process, this computer algorithm goes through. So the government here has a similar process for estimating grades. So it takes into account obviously what the teacher gives their student, what they thought they would get if the written exam did go ahead. But it also takes into account a school's previous results. So the opposition clearly a bit concerned about this. Sinn Féin's Dunica O'Leary saying that the UK experience raises enormous questions for the calculation grades process here. And he's also warning that students from disadvantaged schools with a history of lower results will be, I suppose, disproportionately hit. And, you know, we've heard stories about this in the UK where a really high achiever in a school that traditionally doesn't do too well is actually hit quite badly by this calculated grades process. Also, Labour's Eoin O'Riordan warning that operating an it'll be grand approach to calculated grades in schools reopening, that's what he thinks of the department's approach so far. It's also the front page story of the Irish Examiner. Their headline, calculated grade system fair and equitable. So the Education Minister, Norma Foley, has reiterated her assurances that the Leaving Cert calculated grades process will treat students fairly and equitably. And a spokesperson for the department saying that the processing of calculated grades is continuing. We know the results are due out sort of first week of September. And Minister Foley, the spokesperson, says she is aware of the developments that have taken place yesterday and over recent days in the UK. UK in respect of calculated A levels. I think, you know, we're going to see all sorts of issues with that when we get do our results here for the Leaving Cert at the start of September. Hopefully we won't see a repeat of what's happened in the UK. Back to the Irish Independent, they have a front page story. Injury claims have become a lottery, warns a leading judge. So this is quotes from Mr Justice Seamus Noonan, who is warning that sometimes the value of the case, a personal injury claim, depends on the identity of the trial judge. He says often the identity of the judges would not be known until moments before cases start, resulting in varying outcomes depending on the draw. And he says it's clear this has the potential for injustice, and he reckons it cannot be fair to either plaintiff or defendant that the value of their case depends on the identity of the trial judge. And he goes on to say that personal injury litigation should not be a lottery, and plaintiffs and defendants alike are entitled to reasonable consistency and predictability. So it seems like he's a bit concerned that it's sort of the luck of the draw of which judge you get on the day. The Irish Examiner have a pretty horrific story. They have a picture of Martin Hong, who has a bit of a black eye. You can see he's clearly quite shocked by what's happened to him. And the Gardaí investigating an alleged racist attack on two Chinese men in Cork City. And the Gardaí say that they're following a definite line of inquiry. So obviously we will have heard this story over the weekend about an Asian woman in Dublin where she was allegedly verbally abused and then pushed into the Royal Canal. And we heard from Shelley Zhang on News Talk Breakfast yesterday, you know, a really horrific experience that she went through. And this story tells us that Martin Hong and Arthur Ma, they suffered cuts and bruises when they were allegedly attacked by a group of teenagers in Ballyfahane on the south side of Cork on the 8th of August. So Martin says, I stepped forward to try to reason with them and one of them just punched me. He says, both of my eyes got very severely bruised. I got punched in the eye and the nose. My nose was bleeding, and he says, I lost one of my teeth, and for 1 or 2 minutes I lost consciousness. And, you know, clearly this story and the one we saw over the weekend, it's two really shocking incidents. And the Irish Network Against Racism saying that they're seeing a pattern of increasingly frequent racially motivated incidents, and they've noted at least 60 coronavirus related incidents so far this year. Pretty shocking stuff. The front page of the Irish Times, test and trace system slows the turnaround of almost 4 days. So a surge in demand for COVID-19 tests has led to a slowdown in the state's test and trace system, which is now taking almost 4 days on average to complete. And, you know, this is something all sorts of experts have raised questions about and raised concerns about, that if that testing and tracing system isn't really fast, then it's going to be hard for the country to get on top of this outbreak that we're seeing at the moment. So Jack Horgan-Jones's piece saying that the time taken from referral for a test to the completion of contact tracing calls, it's gone from 3 days on average at the start of the month to 3.8 days in the latest data that was published yesterday. So the turnaround times are also being slowed by significant increases in the number of close contacts that must be traced. And also it tells us that up to 50 individuals are being traced from a single positive case in some instances. That was very surprising, I suppose. You know, we saw at the start of the pandemic that health officials were saying that it was maybe only 3 or 4 or 5 close contacts per confirmed case. But, you know, there are up to 50 individuals for one single positive case. Quite worrying, I suppose. Obviously, you know, more people meeting up and interactions increasing and all of that. The Irish Daily Mail goes with educational minister. So this is back to the Leaving Cert story. Norma Foley has been accused of going to ground on the issue of calculated grades by the opposition. And last night, this story tells us there was a chorus of calls for Minister Foley to break her silence and reassure students that they'll not be marked under the same system as in the UK. The Sun goes with, it's a 7 million yaycation. So our new lotto winner is believed to be someone who was holidaying at home. The ticket, which scooped Saturday's jackpot of 7.3 million, it was purchased in Clifton, County Galway, and local speculation rife now that the ticket winner may have been someone who was in Connemara for a break. Taking a look inside the papers, the Indo, page 14, KBC offers €1,500 cash as incentive to first time buyers. The story from Charlie Weston, who we will be hearing from on News Talk Breakfast later this morning. he tells us that the battle to sign up mortgage borrowers has intensified, with KBC Bank now offering a new cash incentive to first-time buyers and movers. So from this week, it'll offer a €1,500 cash support for first-time buyers and movers, only available to customers applying for a 3-year, 5-year or 10-year fixed interest rate. And Ulster Bank last month, they say that they'd pay €500 to those who move their current account to the bank when they switch their mortgage to it. The Sun, page 17, floody nightmare is the headline. So pictures of really awful flooding, especially in West Cork yesterday. So it shows, you know, trucks wading through really deep water. A photo from the N71 in Roscarbury, and also a restaurant that was hit with rising floodwaters breaching its doors. And Met Eireann warning that there's a lot of rain on the way for over the next few days. And they have a warning in place for 14 counties and a warning of heavy and thundery conditions. A story that really caught my eye in the Mirror, page 21. How's about free food for influencers? So a restaurant has slammed what it describes as a cheeky request from a social media user. So staff at the Grand Canal Cruiser at La Paniche in Dublin, they were apparently shocked to receive the message asking if influencer rates were a thing. So a spokesman said they received a message from an influencer who wanted to book a table. They gave them times, asked to pick one, and then they replied saying, "Have we influencers rates? We didn't know what to write back, as we found the mail very cheeky and made us feel like we needed them." And I'm just going to finish with a story in the Times of London, page 17, which really caught my eye this morning. Staggering, app tells when you've had too much to drink. So apparently there's a new app being developed that'll let you know when you've had enough to drink, and it's going to analyse how you walk. So you'll have your phone in your pocket, you're walking along, maybe you've had a few drinks and you're stumbling a bit, and this will be able to analyse that, I suppose. So the app, it's been designed to track a person's steps in order to provide real-time updates, and its creators believe that it could help to reduce drink driving, bar brawls and other alcohol-related behaviours. And one of the people who led the research saying, "In 5 years, I'd like to imagine a world in which if people go out with friends and drink at risky levels, they get an alert at the first sign of impairment, and they could then be sent strategies to help them stop drinking and protect them." Although I'm not sure if I was on a night out and had a few drinks that an alert from my phone to give me strategies would be the thing I'd be paying a lot of attention to.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.